He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the West Side Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. You're not for the 1,214th time, but I'm not counting because that's that new math. I got a calculator, I got a strength-o-meter, and I got a math-o-meter. I don't know what I just said, but I know I've been there since 2003. Thank goodness I've been on the airwaves on the west side, the best size. Hey, 244-9234, get in when you can fit in. The airwaves, the line-wise, it's new English. Okay, I'm all messed up. But it could definitely call in this morning because I got a guest in the studio. He's been here a long time. And when I say a long time, I mean just a long time. But he got stuff and stuff I want to talk about, some good things I want to talk about with you. I got my students in the room. I got my producers.
What's up?
Hey, Mr. Producer.
How you doing?
How you doing? I got an up. Hi, Mr. Can you hear me back in the corner? Can you just pick up my microphone? Just say anything.
Hey, Emerson. Okay. How you doing?
All right, I got you for tonight. My producer's in my third week. Okay, third week. All right, good. It's good. We're having fun. Like you say, my producers, they got an open mic. Anytime they got a pop a question, they don't need permission. They can go for it because it's interactive. My students produce this show. If they don't produce it, then I stay home in bed. But I got a guest in the studio. Before I get my guest, I got to get the thing we call the, what we call it?
So on the big board, we have the Flapjacks 5K Run and Walk starts August 20th at 8 p.m. or 8 at 8 a.m. It's a big difference there.
Pancakes tonight is cool.
Yeah. At Ben Davis High School. Be sure to go to racemaker.org and click on events for more info and to register. There will be free pancakes after the event. On tonight, Tech at Ben Davis, 6 p.m. is when we start our coverage, and 7 p.m. is kickoff. Tonight, Joseph and the Amazing Technico or Dreamcoat. First showing is tonight and tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Other showings are on the 26th and 27th at 7 p.m. and August 21st and 28th at 2:30. So be sure to check that out.
What's that? What was that? That a bug? No, that was the button didn't work.
There we go.
Always something going on at Ben Davis High School. There's always something going on at Ben Davis High School. And there's always something going on at Ben Davis High School when it comes to athletics. I mean, you just don't know. We put out so many, I don't know how many NFL stars we got out there, NBA stars we got out there, soccer stars we got out there. We got stars. And I know this man knows a lot of those stars that went out there. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in the studio, Ben Davis High School Athletic Director, Mr. John Clark. Good morning, Mr. Clark. Good
morning, Emerson. How
you
doing? Are you?
I'm almost as good as you.
No, you're better than I am.
Almost as good as you.
You're better than I am.
I always ask my kids when they come on the show, I always ask them when they were younger what college they went to and what they wanted to do. You're doing some things that you want to do, but what college did you go to?
I went several places when I got out of high school. I graduated from Carmel High School. I know that's not a good thing to say right here, but I've been here for 45 years, so it's okay to say that.
Right.
I graduated from Carmel High School, went to a little college in Gunnison, Colorado, called Western State College of Colorado. Went there for a year, transferred back to Ball State and finished up at Ball State. Graduated in 1972 and started here in 1972.
Wow. 1972 was a pretty good year. That's the year I went to the Marine Corps. That was an awesome year when I got, because you probably know this, but I was a knucklehead in high school.
I believe that. There's just something about it that I would, you guys agree with that?
Right, yeah.
I think so. But that's okay.
Yeah, I was a knucklehead. You know, I went through four different high schools. My hometown is Terre Haute. Went through four different high schools.
That explains a lot.
And I just couldn't, my dad died in 68, and after my daddy died, you couldn't tell me nothing. How you spell it? Nothing. And when I got in the Marine Corps in 1972, I ran into a man I couldn't beat down, I couldn't talk down, I couldn't spit down, I couldn't do nothing but lay down. And that's when I got my manly, as you might say, I got man beat into me, you might say, in the Marine Corps. And I think the Marine Corps actually saved my life on a serious note. athletic director, Ben Davis High School. That's huge.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I'm serious. I mean, no pun intended. That is huge. We have one of the biggest and best programs in the state. And you know a lot of the history of an athletics program. And I mentioned before some of the kids that went on to do big things. Give me a couple of the names.
Well, of course, we know the three inductees that we had in the 50-year recognition last year for the NFL was Morton Anderson, mm-hmm. Corey Harris, and Tendon Doss.
And that's bringing the past to the future. That is huge.
Yeah. We've had a lot of athletic success at Ben Davis High School. We have great kids. We have great community. We have great support.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to add one thing that we talked about in the intro. Tomorrow, we do have the 5K race,
mm-hmm.
and it is going to alter some traffic direction.
Okay.
Tomorrow. I just want to get this shout-out out because it is going to be important. The race actually starts at 8 o'clock. But they are going to run on our campus.
Okay.
And so they're going to be running from the back of the field house area between the baseball field and the field house along the loop road.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to shut down lanes of traffic.
Ooh.
And we're going to have part of the loop road shut off tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. Well, actually about 7:30 before the race. They're actually going to run out onto Girls School Road at the stoplight. So we're going to have one lane of Girls School Road shut off. And we're also going to shut off one lane of 10th Street.
Hey, BDTV, you hear that? Get your cameras out. This is going to be something to catch.
Yeah, so we want to make sure that everybody understands there may be some traffic difficulties getting into the high school tomorrow morning between 7 and probably 9:30. And we do have a lot of activities going on tomorrow other than the ones you just talked about. We have a freshman football game at 10 o'clock. We have our soccer teams going to Southport tomorrow, both boys and girls.
Mm-hmm.
We have our freshman volleyball team going to Center Grove for a tournament tomorrow. We've got volleyball practice in the main gym. We've got a lot of other things going on tomorrow. So traffic is going to be a real concern tomorrow morning. I just want to give everybody a heads up on that when they come around to campus.
Okay. All right. How do you keep track of all that? This is a big campus. There's a lot of stuff going on in all parts of it, between the soccer fields, the baseball fields, the football. How do you keep track of that?
Well, you got to be organized.
You got good staff over there,
I have great staff. We have, of course, Heather McGowan is our new assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Came on last year and is doing an outstanding job. She's energetic. She's a hustler. She works hard. Of course, we have Debbie Foster and Sherry Berry in the mm-hmm. office that take care of all the financial work and all mm-hmm. of the getting our workers for events and taking care of the paychecks and all that stuff for our workers. So they do a great job for us. Checking athletic eligibility is a big deal,
mm-hmm.
and we have to make sure we stay on top of that.
Hats off to his crew, Magic Button, to the team over there at athletic department. Because I know that team is doing a lot. Hats off to you guys. Education, athletics. I want to be a football player. I want to be a basketball player. I don't need to go to high school. I don't need education. I ain't got to keep my grades up. I ain't got to try to do my sports to get me through. Would that work?
No, it won't work. Won't work at all. Education-based athletics is probably the most important thing that we do, get kids to understand how important it is for them to get their education, go on to college if they have the ability and the grades to do that. Of course, grade restrictions in college getting more and more intense all the time. It used to be you could be a 2.0 GPA and get average test scores and get into college. Now, that's no longer an opportunity. It takes higher GPA, higher test scores to be academically eligible for the NCAA, and those things get higher and higher mm-hmm. every year. So it's important for kids to understand that they may be good athletes,
mm-hmm.
but they've got to be good students too.
Mm. Parents and students in that same topic, how hard is it to get that to sink in with the kids of today? everything is so the microwave mentality. You got to have it now. You don't want to wait on it. You don't want to work for it. You want maybe sometime somebody give it to you. But how hard is it to get to the parents and the students, get that to sink in, that education has got to come first? Because if you don't have the education at this school, you don't make the grades, you won't be playing.
Exactly. Well, that's a big issue. And the issue is that there's a disconnect from the ninth grade year to the sophomore year to junior and senior year. Because most of the kids don't understand the impact of their grades at the ninth grade level in their sophomore year until they get to their junior year and start getting recruited. And then they understand after they start the recruiting process where colleges are actually interested in them, that how important their grades are. And that's an issue that we try to get over. Mike Kirshner puts on a college 101 for everybody and anybody that's welcome to come. It's in February. The date hadn't been set right now, but trying to explain some of those things and how important, you know, kids enter our freshman center. They don't understand how important those grades are when it comes to their cumulative GPAs. They don't understand sometimes how important the testing is that we do at an early age, because that can lead to better test scores, obviously, when they take the ACT or the SAT. So all of those things are very important, and sometimes it's difficult to get parents and kids to understand that.
Yeah. I don't have that problem right now, but I got a grandson that's just starting the ninth grade center, and God, he's taller than me. And at one time, he was so short, we had this mantle. I'm telling on him. We had this mantle. It was about under the, I call it a cubbyhole. And back in when the home was built, sometimes they built a cubbyhole. You stuck your TV in the cubbyhole, and then you had like a fireplace hole underneath where you can put some wood at. He was so short, he could run in there and run back out. You know, he might be maybe two foot tall. Nice. I think he's 6'1" now, and he's playing basketball. His grades are good, and his mom's done great with him to instill him that the importance of having good grades, and his father to understand if your grades aren't good, you won't be playing any basketball. So he's playing and he's learning, and that is so huge because so many kids think they can fall back on their skills. And I see professionals, and you see them too on TV, they get in the professional level, then they get hurt. And then some have their education fall back on, and it seemed like some fall back on what maybe something they knew when they was in high school, when they were running the streets and running with their friends. And you see so many professional players that are bankrupt. You know, they didn't get that for some reason. They didn't catch it in college, how the importance of business, the importance of finances, the importance of education. And they thought, and it seemed like they thought their education would be their ticket all the way through. I'm 61 years old, and my body's falling apart. And I ain't getting hit with nobody.
Well, first of all, let's go back to your grandson.
Yeah.
I hope he takes after your wife. So he doesn't look like you.
That's a high five.
Okay.
Push the magic button on that one, boy. Yeah.
I just want to make sure we got that straightened out. We don't want him to go through with any more disadvantages.
Yeah, that's disadvantage. Yeah, and a handicap.
You're right on target when you talk about what kids need to understand about sports, athletics, school, college. It all goes together. And if you don't have a solid education, which we provide at Ben Davis High School, we're very proud of our education-based athletic program because it is something that we foster here. It's something that we have all our coaches make sure that the kids understand how important it is. You know, we have our Play It Smart program that we do tutoring every day for our athletes and for other kids too, to stress the importance of their academics and being eligible and being able to participate in athletics, because it is a right. It's not a privilege.
Awesome. Tutoring is so important because sometimes you need another set of eyes to see what's going on around your world, because you can't see the forest because of the trees. And y'all got that, right? That's an old one, but, you know, I'm an old, so I got those old, those old sayings, you know. But, you know, it's right in front of you, you can't see it. And a tutor can help you see. Then the light comes. Now I see it, you know, like a good coach. You haven't always done athletic director. You've been big time in the classrooms.
Yes.
Teaching. What subjects?
I taught industrial arts, taught woods, graphic arts, electronics, taught a lot of things back in the career center early on. Coached softball for 22 years, coached football for 18, coached wrestling for a couple years, coached track for 4 or 5 years. So, yeah, I've been assistant athletic director and been athletic director for the last 6. So I've been around.
I hate to do this, and this always gets me in trouble. Someone called me and say, oh, yeah, is that where I'm at on the list? So the question is, and this might get you in trouble, what was your best time? I know you probably say now, but still, but. Is there an area where you said this is awesome, or is awesome still there?
Awesome still here, you know, and that's why I'm still here. Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm here after this number of years, because I do like what I'm doing. I enjoy what I'm doing. I hope I'm doing a pretty good job. But again, I think it's being around the kids, being involved in the athletic teams, making sure that. Teams show up on time, officials are here, our workers are set. We have all those things in place that makes the athletic contest go off in a timely manner and it's successful for everybody.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the kids, and that's what this show is produced by, our kids. And I still call them, you know, my kids, even when they get graduated and have kids of their own. I see them out in the street, and I still call them my kids. There's something about, and maybe folks in the audience might not know, they might get it, but there is something special, regenerating, working with kids. It's something that keeps us old folks young.
Oh, I definitely think that's true. You've hit the nail on the head when you talk about that kind of stuff, because that's why we're in the business.
Yeah.
You know, you don't get into the education business for money.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do it for anything except the commitment that you have to the kids, and the result of that is seeing their successes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what people like you and I do is we have invested our lives in the successes of our students. And I think that's probably the most important thing you can do in education.
I agree, and so my advice to you folks that are in education, if you're not in it for kids, get out. That's just me talking, Dr. Butts. I ain't trying to get your staff any shorter, but don't call them and get mad at me. But these kids, I mean, every year I get a different set of producers, you know, but they're like the last kids, you know. They're so full of energy, and then I tell them my story, and they go like, wow, the draw drops, you know. And I see them when they get out of college and they have kids of their own, they got families of their own, and sometimes it brings a tear to your eye. And especially the ones that you thought that, like knuckleheads like me, that you thought that would not do right wrong or wrong right.
Well, there's always, you know, I think part of the process of being an educator is looking at the good things that come of kids and the good things that are in kids and concentrate on those positive things. And I think that's the commitment that we make in athletics, is that we work on performance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a key to anybody's success, is for them to perform at the best level that they can.
Yeah.
You know, I want to go back to tutoring just for a second. You know, our coaches do an excellent job of keeping track of the kids' grades. They are very involved in all of their student athletes, making sure that they check grades on a weekly basis. We have a tutoring staff that also checks those, like you said, another set of eyes, which gives us a great command of what actually of our kids are doing. What our goal is to try to keep kids eligible Mm-hmm. Keep them on the field or on the court, because that's extremely important for us.
Yeah. Over the summer, when the kids were out, Coach Kirshner started some of the summer drills. And I was with Mr. Goins walking the hallway, and there was three kids that should have been in the football drill, and they were sitting in the cafeteria. And Mr. Goins went over and talked to them. And I don't remember the name, but he did talk to them. And he was trying to explain to him, and he asked him, why are you guys sitting in here and the team is out there doing your drills? And you want to play? Where's your dedication? And it seemed like some kids sometimes just don't get it, you know? And that's why we can't give up, because some kids just don't hear the message.
Well, you hope the light comes on before it's too late. Yeah. And I think that's what the educational support group does, is make sure that they do the things in the classroom, mm-hmm. they do the things on the field or in the court that turns that light on, or at least exposes that light to those kids before it's too late.
Yeah, that's so
extremely
huge.
Important.
It is so important. Speaking of important, Tech and Ben Davis, that's the first game of the year?
First game, yeah. We had a scrimmage last week with Westfield.
Okay.
But that was a controlled scrimmage. Have to follow the IHSA guidelines for the scrimmage, but tonight's first game. It's also our Memorial Night.
Okay.
Don't know if you've ever been a part of that or not, but we recognize the 18 Ben Davis High School alumni that have lost their lives in the wars.
I do remember that. Yep. I remember. Yep.
And so we're going to honor them tonight, and our JRTC program plants a flag for them, that we honor them the entire season with those flags.
That is awesome. The game is tonight at 6 p.m. How good is Tech?
Tech's a young program.
Mm-hmm.
They have a new coach last year.
Uh-huh.
It was his first year. Doing a real good job. They're a growing program.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Tech is one of the largest high schools in Indianapolis.
That was a fort. Wasn't that a fort at one time?
An arsenal.
Arsenal?
Yeah, that's how it got its name, Arsenal Tech. They're an up-and-coming team. It'll be a good challenge for our team tonight.
Yeah. Any predictions for Ben Davis this year?
I don't like to do predictions.
I'm sorry, Coach.
People look back and think bad things about making predictions. So, you know, we just try to do our job and make sure everything's ready to go.
I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. Because some of these teams will come up and shock you. I remember when Tech shocked the city in basketball just, you know, a couple years ago.
Yes.
Like, where did that come from? And then Southport, where did that come from? I mean, I remember one time I went down with Mr. Goins and Mr. Easter and the kids, and we were covering the Southport Regional a couple of years ago. And it was like, it wasn't nothing. Southport wasn't nothing. It was just building. And they showed up in their white and red uniform, and they got beat. But now they got beat everybody. Was it last year? Where did that come from?
Comes from a good group of kids.
That's what I'm saying, you know. So now you think about Ben Davis and Warren Central and Carmel, these type of giants. And then Tech came up and started smacking everybody around when they came on the scene. And then with that young man that went to the NBA. And then when Pike's always been the thorn in our side, whether it's basketball or football, you know. So the competition's always been great out there, and the games have always been good.
We have great rivalries real close to us. And I think that's part of competition.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of the thing that makes you work hard as a coach, makes you work hard as players and athletes. And I think that's what drives us.
Yeah. And this, this last year I was listening, and I was following BD, but I said, where does Southport come from in basketball? Where did it come from? I said, dang. It was so exciting, you know. So I'm looking for good thing from the Giants this year, because it's something. I mean, one year, even during basketball, I was across the street, and I was listening to the game and how the kids were calling it, and it was sounding so exciting. I came over and watched the game in person. So I'm inviting folks out there in the public, come out to these games at Ben Davis High School, and our games are home. Come see our kids play. You will definitely be entertained. No question about it.
We
got about 3 minutes left, Mr. Clark. What advice would you give to these young people, especially the ones that are struggling a little bit in school, maybe thinking about quitting school and not giving it their all, what advice do you give to them and the parents?
I think the best advice that we can give is for them to work hard, mm-hmm. make sure that they stay focused, ask for help, mm-hmm. get help. If you can't do it on your own, find somebody that can help you. That could be a peer. It could be a mentor. Could be a teacher. Could be a coach. Could be your best friend. But you've got to have help. I don't think any of us make it through life without getting some kind of support from somebody, and that's extremely important.
And how huge is to understand that just because you ask for help, it don't make you weak. It makes you stronger.
No, that's exactly right.
It makes you stronger when you ask for help because you know you and the team. Just by the nature of the word team, lets you know that you can't do this by yourself.
Exactly.
LeBron James didn't. You know, Golden State stars didn't. Curry didn't. You need a team. And same way as your young folks are growing up. You know, some of this stuff is new for you. You know, you haven't been down this route, so you haven't some feelings you ain't ever felt before. But like Mr. Clark said. Ask for help. The teachers are here. The students here. Just reach out. Don't be afraid. Mr. Clark, it's always a pleasure to see you in the hallways. Good. You know, you're always on point when it comes to the kids and education. And you've always been a good friend of mine. And I'm so glad to see you.
Not a problem. Appreciate you, buddy.
You keep doing the good thing.
Yeah, appreciate these kids that come in here and work hard. And what WBDG does for our athletic program is outstanding. And, of course, John Easter and Dennis Goins, two great mentors in this area, and we love all the help we can get.
All right. Well, you definitely give us some good stuff to report on. No two ways about it. I know the kids love calling the sports, and they love carrying the video streams and clips of all the games and covering the games down on the sideline. And appreciate how you allow the students to do that because that makes them feel like professionals when they get a chance to get out there and run those sidelines and run those cameras and run those radio microphones and just call on the airway because it does sound exciting when they're out there doing it. So thank you very much. Well, to my new producers, get you guys back to class for how the dean chasing me around the courtroom saying, how come you got my kids out of class? Let's go to the class, to the because to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. Don't be a copycat unless you copy the right cat. Just like Mr. John Clark, he doing some things right. Listen to him, you better listen. Hey, what? Pull your butt, what? Wait, I can't stand it. That's right, I can't stand sagging. I get a condition. I hate sagging pants.
I agree.
It messes my brain cells up. I'm not saying a person is stupid, but they look stupid. I'm just saying they look stupid with the pants sagging. Ooh, man, and that worse than a 40-year-old man walking down the street pulling a dog and his pants are sagging, chatting his hat backwards at the same time. That's terrible. The fewest is best in schools, that's the fewest embassy of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 98.9. My Giant, I just can't stand sagging. Pull your pants up. I can't. Ugh! I'm sorry. They're still doing it. It's the fad. The fad is over. They're my views, the views of my guests. Till next week, we'll have. What we got next week? We got somebody next week. I saw that Performance Days was somewhere live and doing something. Just tune in to Giant 90.9 WBDG. Just fight what we're doing on School Talk. See you next week on School Talk.